Hello, good morning. Thank you for holding. How's your day going so far? Is this Don?
Yeah, this is Don.
Hey Don, my name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle the pricing for your area. How's your day going so far?
Hot, sweating, just got off the roof. I'm sitting in my truck.
Oh yeah, no, I hear you. It's heating up for sure, absolutely. And happy hump day, happy Wednesday. I know might feel like a Monday, but hey, we made it, right? We're almost there, almost there. And I know you were speaking with the mapping coordinator. She does a good job kind of outlining the basics, but were there any questions or anything that I could answer for you about the campaign or how it works?
Well, I'm not interested in the campaign right now. Like I told her, I've not even listed on Google. I keep getting suspended. So I've never even got on there before. So I just changed my LLC. That's the only thing I can think of why they keep listing it as fraud is because the and general contracting is on my business name, but my DBA was just Escape Roofing. So I gotta try it again so I can get approved to get on there. Then once I get on there, then maybe I can talk about the other stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, but definitely we can help you with that. I mean, we're a premier Google channel partner, so our jobs are to, manage, maintain, maximize results with the marketing, but also get them live and active. Of course, you know, with doing it yourself, Google doesn't always get back to you right away. So you'll have a technician and a technician team making sure that that's live and active and search engine optimized, as well as running ads behind it with Facebook and Google or Google Guarantee Services.
So what do y'all charge to get it active, to get me listed on Google as with the DBA, not the DBA, but the Google, what do they call it? The Google,
Oh, business profile?
Yeah.
Good question. So yeah, just depending on the program and package. As far as a more economical package, we do have a platinum, we have a VIP and ideal package. So whatever it is that you want to budget as far as marketing, they all do a little bit of different things as far as running Google ads, being on the map. All of our packages mostly bundle advertising behind the Google map because it's good to be up there and it's good to have it. But if you don't have anybody driving traffic with ads, it's more than likely it's never going to be really seen. So that's our bundled packages come with different services. As far as the platinum, I mean, normally it's about $1,098 for that VIP platinum package, and there's a $299. That's a month, to create, manage, and kind of advertise on Facebook and Google. With the reduced rate that we're able to apply, we'll bring it down to just $549 for that platinum package.
Well, the only thing what I would be, I mean, it's just me right now. I just got started with my own business this year. I'm not financially able to do a whole lot. I mean, I'm doing okay, but I already pay for leads in a different source. But what I would be interested in paying for is if I can get on there and then I would talk about. So I don't know if, sounds like your packages include the maintaining and advertising, which would do me no good if I'm not listed. So I would want to make sure I get listed first. So maybe I should try that. Maybe I was going to do that this week. I submit because I just got my LLC changed, and I'm going to submit that as well as a bunch of new photos from different jobs, and hopefully they approve it this time.
Okay. No, I understand. I could definitely see. I know we have a different campaigns and different packages that we offer. I mean, with our regular platinum package, it does get you more when it comes down to the marketing and what we offer. But it's more at an economical price. It definitely gets you the map listing optimized. If you were to do it yourself, I could tell you, Gary, it's gonna take months, Don, to kind of get you generated on that map. But what I could do, let me see if I could apply that override with the platinum. And if I can, it'll bring your price from $599 to just $249. as a new in business price to get that locked in so you could get that activated. And that's month to month, every month. But, yeah. I mean, if I could get that in line, lock it in at $249, I mean, I'm sure it's more than fair to give us a shot so we can show you how good it works, right?
I don't know. Well, it depends on if it does get approved or not, you know. I feel like I need to I can do it. And get it and upload all the stuff just like I've been doing and try to get it approved. I think this, what I've changed will get me going. And then maybe talk about, paying for a marketing on there. Yeah, so if I was listed already, I'd try $250 a month, but I'm not listed on there right now. And that's what concerns me. I don't want to pay for something and I still don't get approved, and I'm stuck with this reoccurring fee that I can't even use.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what comes with paying for it if I'm not on there.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you're already, trying to get up there and it's not working, it's definitely important to kind of have specialists do it for you. Because, again, I mean, I'm sure it's time-consuming sitting in front of a computer and having to respond back to emails from them. So we'll make sure to do it for you, and it's included with the $249 pricing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. How do you know? I know we haven't gotten into it or anything, but what do you guys do different than what I could do to, because I've responded back to the emails, I've had phone calls with them, I've talked to them, and this is why I'll explain to you real quick what I think is going on. My LLC is TX Escape LLC. My DBA was Escape Roofing. So, all my merchandise, my cards, my logo, everything says Escape Roofing and General Contracting. So I think they were listening under fraud because my merchandise says and Escape Roofing and General Contracting, and my DBA was just Escape Roofing. So I changed my LLC last week to Escape Roofing and General Contracting.
Ah, got it.
That's why I think they're denying it because they won't tell you. They won't tell you why.
Yeah, no, and that's why we have Google certified technicians. They'll look into what's going on and why it's kind of getting denied. And one thing that we do, Don, is make sure we do a cleanup on any past names or past information connected to your phone number. And we'll make sure that everything is cleaned up and consistent to one name and number, so you don't have that discrepancy whenever we're getting you live and verified. So it's another added plus with going with us to do it is we'll fix it for you. So you don't have to go into every citation or every directory that has the old info and change it. We'll make sure to do it for you, so it's a lot easier and faster for you.
Because what I've got a new phone number assigned to point to ring to my cell phone, and I went and created a new email because that's what I read you need to do to make, you can't use your old phone number or old email because it will immediately get denied. So I was going to use a new phone number, the new email I created, to hopefully get listed. But you're saying that's, you don't have to go that route if you clean up everything else?
That's correct. Yeah, you don't have to go that route at all. Yeah, we'll make sure to clean it up for you and make sure it's live and active and clean up everything that has the old information, and we'll make sure everything is consistent.
What's the name of your company?
A Local Splash, yes, sir.
Local Splash?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we've been in business for more than 20 years as a premier Google channel partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you guys – oh, never mind. So y'all aren't local. You're, like, just somewhere in the country.
Yeah, we're based in California. We have to be based here because Google's – I mean, headquarters are here, so we get a training and assistance from them. So 100%, yeah, you're really in the hands of the specialist when it comes down to marketing and advertising with us. Mm-hmm.
So what information do y'all get from me to try to get, say I agree to it, what information do y'all get from me to get it approved, my Google business listing?
Yeah, good question. So just general information, we'll ask you just kind of look into your listing first. We'll see what's given us the hiccup. We'll just verify the address, the number. We'll make sure to do the cleanup on the consistency. across the board online, and just general information about your business that we need, so we could get that live and active.
Mm-hmm. So my business is service based, right? So I don't have a retail face storefront, and I think that, so they said my address has to be hidden, which
sure.
is odd because there's other roofing companies and solar companies that have their home listed as their address. So I don't know why they say that.
Yeah. No, we could definitely show your address or hide it. It's just whatever your preference is when it comes down to that Google listing. And you don't have to be based out of a shop or a home or an office location. A lot of people are based out of their home office when it comes down to their services. So it's up to you, Don, if you want to show your address, or people even choose to hide the address and just show the city, state, and zip code so they know that you're in Burleson when they need your service. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you're saying, would you say $249 a month?
Yes, sir. Yeah, $249 a month. We'll have that listing fixed, live, and optimized. So you'll not only be up there, but search engine optimized with search terms. And then we'll run Facebook advertising. It'll cover directory submissions that are important for ranking. And also the Alexa and the Smart Car voice command search are also integrated. So it's a complete marketing package you're locking in.
Mm-hmm. it sounds great, but I'm just worried, what if I don't get everything listed on there, they don't approve it, and then I'm sitting there and stuck in this situation. Is it a contract or is it month to month?
Oh, no, yeah, it's always month to month. Yeah, month to month with the service.
So if I agree to do it and within the first month I'm not, my listing isn't active, then I can cancel it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can cancel it. Yeah, at any time. Of course, we are specialists in doing this. It's not our first, like, rodeo with people needing help with verifying and fixing listings. So 100%, it's not out of our warehouse to do this. But, yeah, it's fully cancelable at any time. It's a month-to-month service.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I'm weary. I'm so new, and I don't have a lot of income coming in.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
If I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying it would definitely be great if I was listed. I'm just worried I'm not going to get – it's not going to be as easy as what you're making it sound, because I've been messing with it for several months.
Yeah. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes. There's okay. No license in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm insured.
Awesome. Yeah. No, there shouldn't be too much of a hiccup. But again, yeah, it's fully cancelable at any time with the service. But I could tell you with the not only optimizing but running Facebook ads, that's definitely going to get you some beautiful return with the service. I mean, to redo a roof, it typically costs someone about $7,000, $8,000, depending on the square footage, sometimes even more, right? So it's not a cheap service what you do. But even at $249, if we bring you one job, it's going to offset that cost, and everything else for the remainder of the month is a beautiful return for you. But just looking at analytics and just kind of looking at the search terms and what you do, but I usually just do about a 30-40 mile radius just to kind of understand how they're searching. But just with Facebook and Google searches, I mean, there was 1,812 Google searches for your services in the last 30 days. And that's really, really good.
There's a ton of, you're probably aware, but we get a lot of hell. So there's a ton of roofing companies. Most of the jobs are paid for by insurance, and the people just pay their deductible. I frequent out in California about once, my girlfriend lives out there, so I'm out there every month for about a week.
Oh, nice.
It's, yeah, they're completely different. Yeah. Completely different than the vibe out there as far as how roofs. I'm sure people out there have to pay cash or finance it. So, but here it's completely. There's a lot of competition, just because it's such a huge opportunity here, because usually everybody's roof here gets replaced at least once every 10 years, maybe more often than that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good business, absolutely.
My insurance is under my LLC. I keep thinking I should have created my, when I created my LLC, I didn't know I was going to get back into roofing, but I should have picked my name to be like Escape Roofing LLC. I don't know if that's holding me back with this whole Google thing or not.
I don't think so. Yeah, if, as long as it says Escape Roofing, I don't think the LLC matters if you have it on there or not. You know, so that shouldn't be too much of a problem. But yeah, you'll have a technician, and they've been through every single kind of situation that you could imagine, Don. So I mean, they're gonna look into it, make sure that everything is correct. And that's why we've been in business for so long. One thing I do want to show you is just our Google reviews and 5-star ratings. And I'm gonna patch it to you in a text. You can kind of see, you know, what our testimonials are as far as like our service and results. And we have over 1,000 5-star Google reviews, and we hold a 4.3 out of 5-star rating. So you're in really good hands when it comes down to marketing with a specialist like us. Mm-hmm. But
you have somebody contact me as far as getting the DBA information from me and the insurance and all that. I'll be sending that to somebody to get it approved.
Yeah, it'll be a live call. Absolutely. You'll have a client interview with the Google certified technician and a team. And we'll cover getting the verification, getting everything live and active. That's the first thing that we'll do is also do the cleanup. Make sure that if there's any discrepancies or inconsistencies, we'll get fixed. And that'll be today, as early as today, if you want to get this started now.
Okay, I'm just looking at what you sent me. You said what? You said $249 a month.
Yes, sir. Yeah, $249 a month, and then we also have an app and a dashboard, Don, so you could actually track the traffic, the listing, how many people are clicking into your Google profile and advertising. So you have a back office tool included, so you could monitor everything we're doing for you. Mm-hmm.
I'm reading what you sent me. If I decide to cancel it, how easy is it to cancel it if we're not getting it approved? If we get it approved, then great. I'm just worried it's you know, I'm just getting a sales call and I agree to do something, and I'm stuck in it.
Yeah, no, it's extremely easy to cancel. Yeah, all we ask is just give us a call 3 business days before the next billing is due if you ever want to discontinue the service. But there's no minimal term or cancellation fee. It's fully cancelable at any time.
So basically, the first charge is what did you say, is $249? That's the first. And that's the reoccurring charge each month. It's not going up.
Correct. Yeah, it's locked in $249. It wouldn't go to $599 next month or $699. Always that same price for your month to month. No contracts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if it doesn't get approved, we don't get it listed, then I can cancel it. But I could basically $250 to hopefully get it approved, and then I mean, if it works, then I'll keep paying it.
Yes, no, that's our job. Yeah, it's our job. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we don't want to lock you in just for a month. I mean, it's result driven, so we have to bring the results, or people don't stay with us month to month.
Yeah, that's true. So, what information would you need for me to get started right now?
Yeah, I just got to verify the information here I have on file, just to make sure everything is correct and accurate. You'll get a welcome text, a welcome email while we're on the line. I'm actually going to stay on the phone, just outlining the terms, the pricing, and everything we're bundling with the package. And then we'll schedule out the technician client interview. So they could start with fixing the listing, getting it live and active for your online presence. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, yeah, creating the profile and verifying the business name and how you want it to appear on the first page to have Escape Roofing LLC. Is that correct?
Well, no, that my DBA is Escape Roofing and General Contracting.
Now, okay. Got it.
LLC is TX Escape.
Okay. So did you want to advertise the general contracting also? I take it. Or
yeah.
Got it. So it's going to be Escape Roofing and General Contracting.
Yeah, that's my DBA.
That's your new one. Okay. Excellent. That's perfect. And
that's my new one.
Awesome. And then we are going to contact you frequently about updates. We're going to have the client interview here later on today about adding content and getting everything verified. The best number to reach you is at the 817-903-1379.
Yes.
Excellent. And then you're also going to have your own Google and tracking number also. So you can listen to call recordings. You could track where the numbers are calling you from. So it's also bundled and included with our dashboard and app as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And then, Don, just to send over. Yo, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know you're trying to make a sale, and I'm kind of in the same boat, but I'm just really apprehensive on getting the call and doing this over the phone. You guys may have great. It may work. I'm just really worried. I don't have a ton of money coming right now, so it's scary. I don't want to have you keep repeating yourself. I know it's frustrating. I feel
That's
like
fine.
I should get it approved, get my approved, and then I could pay for. I would have no problem paying $250 a month if I got my stuff. And I know it's working. It's paying just for a month or two to see if it brings in business. Because I know it does, because I've worked for a company that did. That's what they did, and we got tons of leads.
Understood. No, it's okay. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. And if you're doing it yourself, Don, there's a lot of work to do. I mean, with the cleanup, with the other listings that have the old name, it's going to take thousands of man hours for you to sit in front of a computer. And even if you do it, it might not even be done right. So you might have to redo it again. So this will allow it to be done correctly, and where you don't have to worry about fixing it. But the thing with you doing it and then circling back, it's usually $599 to have a search engine optimized and ad campaign. So you'll get a better price, and you'll get the reduced rate with locking it now. And you don't have to worry about the stress of you trying it and trying to fix it and fixing things. But even when you do get it live, you still need someone to advertise and promote you. So, I mean, I highly recommend.
So you're
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're saying that I don't need to use a new phone number or a new email. You guys will go through and clean up somewhere. I thought once you create a DBA or once you create a Google business listing, even if it doesn't get approved, it just sticks around in their database. And that's why you got to use a new phone number and email.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, not exactly. As long as we clean up the number and the email that the business name is under, it's totally fine to use that same email and number. You know, it's literally telling Google, hey, they did the update, they did the cleanup they needed, so their listing is current and compliant to what they want, so then you could start optimizing and advertising it. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely, the better way to kind of go, because you might have a listing there and it might already have reviews and 5-star ratings. And if you just start a whole new campaign with a whole new listing, all the reviews, the star ratings, they're gone. So we want to make sure to use that old one that has the clicks and the reviews, because that's what Google likes to see. And that's what's going to help you with, you know, retaining clients once they see you up there optimized. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys are not associated, but you're what'd you call it with Google? You're what's SEO? Is that what?
Yeah, that's part of
what
our
is
service.
That?
Yeah, it's part of our service, search engine optimizing. But we're a premier Google channel partner. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, that's what you said earlier. Is that something that Google approves you for?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we have to be certified to be a Google channel partner. One thing I'm going to send to you now is our partnership badge. So this is our basically partner badge that we have with Google, letting you know that we meet requirements. We have to pursue and make a campaign with the result at a certain percentage, or else we could actually lose our partnership badge. And let me know once you get this message here. So this just verifies that, yeah, we are a legitimate company, and we're definitely going to bring results. We're also a Verisite secured company, and we work with TrustWave Commerce. So you're federally protected when you do any transactions with us also. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just patched over that badge to you, so let me know once you get it there.
The Google Business Partner?
Yep, that's it.
Google, okay, got it. All right, I'll try for 1 month, and if it works, then great. If not, then I guess I'll just hopefully be able to cancel it. I don't get the runaround.
Yeah, that's definitely going to work. Yeah, we wouldn't do anything unless that listing is live and active. So that's the first thing we're going to address, because that's the main thing we're going to optimize is that business profile. So absolutely, you're in really good hands, so no doubt. And Don, just to finish up the profile here, as far as the email where you want, email where you want everything sent, you'll get a welcome text, welcome email, your invoice. You're also going to have your own login credentials. You have access to the app and the dashboard. But what's the best email address for you, Don?
dwomble@escaperoofing.com. So it's dwomble.
Got it. At escaperoofing.com, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Awesome. And that's one thing we're also going to help with. You already have a website. You have it live. So we're going to advertise and promote the site across the internet, so people could find it easier. Now you'll be on the first page advertised with your website there attached. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. It's my website's kind of basic, but I've got, I've only been operating like full time for probably 4 months, but I've got a bunch of new job photos. I'm going to try to get my web guy to update that website with, so I have more relevant stuff on there.
Yeah, sure thing. We'll still link and promote it. If you want us to hold off on advertising it just until you get the photos, we could also do that also. On your Google profile and the business profile as well as the ads, you'll have a photo section where you could add as many photos and videos as you like. So regardless if they have the site and they have it there attached, they're still going to be able to see your content through that Google profile. It's like the digital brochure and business card that everybody has in their back pocket. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the uploading of photos, is that done? That's done through you guys, and then goes to Google.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll have a
decline. If we're up and running, Sorry.
Yes, sir. No problem. I didn't mean to cut you off. They said, as soon as we lock it in, you'll have a client interview with the technician, and they'll ask you for the content, the photos, what you wanted to say with the advertising. Also, Facebook business profile will be created if you don't already have one, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And, Don, just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name?
Womble, W-O-M-B-L-E.
Thank you very much, Don. And then is it just D-O-N or is it Donald as far as your first name, just to have it correct?
Yeah, Donald is my first name.
Got it. But you go by Don. No problem. I'll put it here. Awesome.
Yeah.
The nickname, perfect. And then once you're live and active, say you want to change over photos or you want to switch in advertising for free estimates for veterans or any kind of content change with the keywords, right? Any adjustments with the Facebook ads, the Google first page, Alexa platforms, it's all included for free, just for future reference, Don, whenever you need to, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. And I'm going to go ahead and apply the override credit to lock in the pricing. Since we have you at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification. This part's on a recorded line. It just outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month, fully cancelable at any time. And it's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Don. Perfect. Let me go ahead and apply the credit here. And to secure your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And name on the MasterCard, is it your name or the name of the business?
Yeah, my name and the LLC name is on there.
Okay.
But my name's probably fine.
Sure, sure thing. Awesome. And yes, sir, the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and for quality assurance.
It's 5348-7500-6147.
Okay.
5638-5638.
Thank you. And expiration date, month and year?
I just now thought about it. You guys are, man, how do I know that you guys are actually local Splash?
Yeah,
I don't know that.
That's a good question. You could definitely see our direct line. I'm going to send over my extension and a phone number to you, but it's the same exact number on that Google profile. So it's the 877-635-6225 number. Absolutely. Yeah, I've been working here for more than 8 years, so there's no doubt you are talking to a local Splash. I am a live representative, with the company. So, yeah, you can see there on our Google page that I sent to you. It's the same exact number, and it's just a different extension, of course, to reach my office line directly.
Mm-hmm. So, y'all use a local phone number can we call it the 817, the local number?
Yeah, so it's a voiceover dialer Google number. Yeah, so it'll connect to the area code where we're calling whenever we reach out. But you'll get that's our office line there, the 877-635 number.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm weird. I didn't even think about that. Maybe I should look in your phone number and then call you guys back. I don't want to get dicked over and lose a bunch of money.
Yeah, of course. You want to? Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, you could do that. My phone call my phone line is live. Did you want to kind of call right now while we're on the line together, or?
Just contact me at 877-1.
Mm-hmm. Of course, no problem.
Yeah. You hear all this stuff about people.
Yeah,
no
doubt. Yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry. And then one thing that what will happen is once we process payment, while we're on the phone together, you're going to receive your invoice and your terms and conditions. I'm actually going to stay on the line with you, Don, to open up the invoice, the terms, and everything in writing with you while we're on the phone together.
Hang on. I'm looking. Is he here?
Of course.
You guys are in Fountain Valley?
Yes, sir. Fountain Valley, California, Slater Avenue. Exactly.
That's my girlfriend lives in Fountain Valley.
Really? Wow, that's very nice. Yeah, we're off of, I'm not sure you're familiar of Brookers. We're right in between Brookers and Slater. You know where Miles Square Park is? The big old park?
Yeah.
Exactly. We're down the street, and we're right across. we're right across from the city hall and right across from the police station. Yeah, there used to be like a bar. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called Silky Sullivan's, but they knocked it down. But that was right across the street from our office. But yeah, we're right across the street from the police and the city hall. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Orange County.
That's funny.
Wow, what a small world.
Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. She lives over off of Howell.
Yeah.
Over
I know
out there that hits the park.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a street
okay.
right here.
So
another street around the corner. Yeah.
So where are we at? You needed what do you mean by
expiration?
Date?
Yes, sir.
Is it 0829?
Okay, and the security code on the back of the card?
960.
960. Very nice. Awesome. And then what is the current billing address for the MasterCard?
It's my address, which is 1022 Francine Court.
Okay. Perfect. And awesome. And then that's in the city you're located in, right? Burleson?
In Burleson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. I just submitted it into the system, so everything is coded out but the last four digits on your card, just for your protection. And then within 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to receive a welcome text, a welcome email. Like I mentioned, I'm going to stay on the line just to make sure that all those messages are corresponding to your inbox, okay? Awesome, Don.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read off the voice verification here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So yes, sir. It states to ensure the accuracy. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Escape Roofing.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Donald Womble. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you an authorized user on the billing on this account?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And then second part says for your, it's important that you're additive to our phone calls and emails. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. It says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And
yes.
I could explain that. No worries, Don. Basically, if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to optimize you on that map, fix the listing for you, run Facebook advertising, cover directories, promote and advertise the website, Alexa, right, smart cars. If you have anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have with us, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then last part here says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is July 30th, 2025, and the discounted price at just $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 30th, same price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Very nice. Excellent. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal marketing campaign in a year for you. So welcome to the team. Absolutely.
Hope so.
Yeah, you're going to love it. No question. I know it's been a kind of like a headache with the listing, so I put it in kind of bold lettering that that's the main thing that we're going to address right away for you. So no worries. And, yeah, welcome aboard. Next thing we'll do here,
okay.
Yes, sir, is lock in the client interview with the technician. And they're just going to cover the onboarding, the verification, getting everything live and verified as far as that Google profile. They're really nice, really smart, and, you know, we don't expect you to know about, you know, every single keyword or analytics on Facebook. You just say, hey, guys, I like this area. I want these keywords, and we'll make sure to get you programmed. But first things first is just fixing that Google profile. And I do have a it looks like I have an availability this afternoon. If that works for you here, I'm just going to just verify with the agent. But it looks like I do have one. Looks like this afternoon at 4 o'clock in about 2 hours. Would that be a 2-3 hours? Would that be a good time to call you?
Yeah, four Central?
4 Central time, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. My time?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Awesome, awesome. And like I said, I just want to cover the onboarding, getting everything live, the cleanup. They just want to make sure that everything is correct and consistent. And then we'll start off on the optimizing and then running of the advertising for you. So, perfect. Let me go ahead and put you in for that time slot.
Okay.
Another thing that you'll have also is a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a business partner or a secretary, and they call in. They want to make a change to the advertising. We're always going to ask a security question just to make sure that they're authorized to make that change. But as far as the options, we have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use, Don, for your marketing?
You can use the city I was born in.
City you're born in. Okay. Very nice. And what city were you born in?
Okay, yeah. Cleburne. It's C-L-E-B-U-R-N-E.
Got it. Excellent. So, yeah, just in case, you know, somebody calls in, you know, they want to make a change to the marketing, adjust something with, you know, your photos or content, we're always going to ask the security questions. So just make sure that they know it, or else they wouldn't be authorized to make any changes, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. And, yeah, other than that, you're pretty much all squared away. I do want to make sure that you're getting the welcome text and the welcome emails. Right now I'm just making the adjustments on the billing so you get the added discount. And every month it's not going to jump up to $5.99. It's always that grandfathered in price for giving us a shot, so it's always just $2.49 for you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, and just be responsive here this afternoon. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you. And we'll get everything squared away with the client interview to get everything ready for you as far as the content, okay?
All right. Was that supposed to get an email already or something?
It'll be pinged in within 1 to 2 minutes right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm just because it's normally about a five. Yeah, I'm just making the adjustments on the pricing. And you'll get a quick email here as soon as my billing director gets back to me. But it looks like he just sent me a message, so let me go ahead and let's see here, and yeah, that's very important. Let me go ahead and send that to you here. And it looks like it's processing now, and it did go through. So I'll hold on the line just to make sure that those are corresponding. Since it's like custom billing, I had to send it to the director in billing so they can make the change to the price. But yeah, they should be pinging in. Usually the text messages, they always ping in the fastest. And let me know once you get it just to make sure everything is corresponding how it's supposed to.
Okay. Did you say your name was Andy?
Yes, sir. Yes, Andy with Local Splash. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I got the text now.
That's awesome. That's crazy. Your girlfriend lives in the same city we're at, so that's awesome. Very nice.
Yeah. That helped quite a bit. I know exactly where Slater is. So I'm there about once a month. We met on Instagram about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. Congrats. That's awesome, man. It's always good. And it's pretty different from Texas, right? It's a lot different. The beach is like 10, 15, 20 minutes away, you know?
Yeah. I've always loved. The plan is hopefully I get this going and I get us a place out there. It's a lot more difficult here. You get a nice house for $250,000, $300,000, but obviously out there it's a lot.
Lot
more difficult.
Expensive. Yeah, it's very expensive. Yeah, you got to get her. You got to get her mind to think about moving over there with you. You know, that's where you guys would have a good living. So, absolutely, everybody's, believe it or not, is getting out of California.
Yeah.
You know, the governor and everything, and I mean, that guy's a mess. You know, so I'm already kind of considering going over there.
It doesn't have to be that way. It was created. That's what stinks. I mean, you know, it was the whole housing thing. They, you know, here in Texas, you see new subdivisions popping up everywhere. So there's competition, but out there, it's like everybody's fighting for existing properties. They're not building or, you know, I think it was created by, it was designed to escalate all the pricing like that. I don't think it was just, you know, it's only in Democratic states that you see that. It's for, you know.
Yeah, very true.
Which,
yeah.
You know, that's political, but that's what happens.
Yeah, no, it kind of sucks
so
for anybody that's new, yeah. Yeah, trying to buy housing, yeah, it's pretty crazy over here, but.
She got little kids, or she probably would. So once they get older, I'm sure she would. My uncle moved out there in the 70s and started a roofing company and made millions and retired and up close to San Francisco. He came, you know, before all the difficult, you know, red tape when the politics changed.
Oh yeah, no, it made everything a lot different.
Yeah, I got the emails.
Awesome. Yeah, perfect. Go ahead and you can check those out. It has your terms and conditions, everything there in writing. You're also going to have just a login to a dashboard, and we have a downloadable app. So if you go to the App Store, you could look up Local Splash, and we have an app that gives you the analytics on the clicks, the conversion, and everything we're bringing for you as far as the return on investment. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll patch over an example on how that looks.
I'll download the app.
Yep, and just be responsive here today at 4:00 Central Time. We'll get everything started as far as the verification and starting the advertising for you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, Don. Have a great rest of the day. It'll be me and the technician who's going to call you, so don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. You'll talk to me here this afternoon.
Okay. Sounds good, Andy.
Awesome. Talk to you in a bit. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye.
You too. All right.